Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us on today's program is current Ward 2 council member Harold Van Stryland, who is running for another term in his seat on the Pella City Council. This is the first of 11 Pella City Council candidate profiles to be featured this month.
Well, Harold, let our listeners know a little bit about yourself and why you're running for City Council.
Well, yes, I'm Harold Van Stryland. It's been a privilege serving the City of Pella as a council member for the last 8 years. I'd be honored if my ward, the second ward, would re-elect me on November 5 at Calvary Church. The main reason I chose to run again is we have so many important things that we're completing or resolving right now, and there are others that we are only beginning to deal with. Even though those are time-consuming, it's an exciting and challenging time in city government.
And so, as you mentioned, you are an incumbent candidate. What is your continuing vision for the next 4 years of Pella if you are reelected?
The future of Pella is bright for our businesses and corporations. It was exciting this week to see Shop 48 dedicated at Vermeer. And we're beginning to deal with the Oskaloosa Street corridor enhancements. I'm excited to see that develop along with the Tulip Field at the corner of Main and Oskaloosa Streets. The municipal telecommunications utility is a big issue for me personally. And the goal is to get that up and running by 2021, which appears to be on track. We are working on numerous housing projects and PUDs, planned unit developments. I want to keep a vital downtown that appeals to all ages, the young professionals, our longtime residents who've always been here, and very important, we need to keep Pella with tourist appeal.
What are the three critical issues you think most critical? There's a lot, as you have mentioned, to our city, and expand on those three a little bit about why those are challenges or what potential solutions may be.
Of three, I'll start with city infrastructure. Some of our water lines and sewer lines are 100 years old, so keeping up the infrastructure throughout the city is important. We have dedicated staff and workers. East Washington Street's been rebuilt, Oskaloosa Street's been rebuilt, and other streets have been worked on this fiscal year. Now we also have to expand that infrastructure in developing areas, such as the western part of Washington Street, rebuild 218th by Shady Brook, as well as other projects to keep our city safe and attractive. I guess that leads to the second big issue, which is finances. The DNR has required us to update our wastewater treatment plant. It's a $5 million projects like this that tighten the city budget. We work with funds in a fiscal year. Major projects have to be done. We need to keep our residents safe. We needed to provide water and good water. The new Jordan well and the reverse osmosis system cost $15 million a few years back. It was a great but costly project. And we get many requests for funds, and we sometimes have those hard choices. It doesn't make residents happy when their projects, good projects, get delayed or even denied. I'm also concerned about a vital downtown, and I so enjoy the Dutch architecture. My mother was born in the Netherlands. As I drive through many towns in Iowa, I see ghost towns. Some of them are about the size of Pella. We can't let that happen to Pella. We've had some store owners retire, and we've wondered what would happen to those stores. Fortunately, most of them have been filled. We want to keep them active. Retailers today have to be aggressive and innovated. Recently, we've also had a number of owners and businesses spiff up their storefronts. I certainly thank the new and former owners for those renovations. Residents of Pella, I challenge you to buy less online, shop here, eat here, recreate here. Support our local businesses downtown and throughout the city.
And so why should the voters re-elect Harold Van Stryland for another four-year term?
Well, Pella has been good to me, which is why I stayed here, which is why I want to give my time and efforts to the city. In 1978, my wife and I had planned to stay here for 2 years, but I've lived here 4 times longer than I've lived anywhere else, and I want to give something back to the city. Pella has given much to me.
Find more details about Van Stryland and this interview online at kniacableless.com and hear from his opponents Calvin Banstra, Robin Falsgraf, and Nicole Pickray later this week. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.